Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited for another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Thanks for joining us. And for all of you SEO geeks and nerds or whatever you want to call yourselves, we are going to be jumping into just fun stuff, UX and UI and SEO and three-click rules and navigation. Dave, help me out here. What am I missing?
Google said, a study said, a couple other things.
Yeah. John Mueller's going to be in there somewhere.
Nielsen Group saying, stop doing this, you fools.
So the one that I think we should start with, Dave, and I'll let you jump in on this. And I thought it was fascinating because, well, I guess fascinating is not the right word, but I thought it was interesting because you hear this so much about the three-click rule for navigation, not being anything, you know, not being any further than three clicks away from the home page or from the, help me out here. Oh, man, it's too early, Dave.
I'm making Matt record early because my day is crazy.
You know what I'm getting at. And so just...
Well, it came from a book. I was just looking at the Nielsen. The earliest published reference to this three-click rule was from Jeffrey Zeldman from 2001, said, Taking Your Talent to the Web, which he mentions an already widespread concept of the three-click
rule. See, it's too early for both of us.
And it says there's no data. And that's what Nielsen comes back to, is there's never been a study or any sort of research at all that said that this three-click rule is really the way that users appreciate, that is better. And in the article, and as always, well, I'll have links and stuff, it shows like a NewYorkCity.gov page where, yes, it's three clicks, but the user experience is horrid.
Yeah.
Because you have to scroll like this really long list of things. And that's like, yeah, it's three clicks technically, but from a user experience, that was like, when you look at the little examples they give, it's not.
And I can't see many users that are going to deal with that, especially when you start to factor other things like, are they looking at it in mobile? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine looking at this? I mean, it's like 100 links or so, if not more, of every different department in New York City to try to find this the water meter complaint.
I need to start writing this down because I can't tell you the amount of times, and I know exactly what she's getting frustrated at. My wife, she'd be like, I'm not using your stupid business, or I'm not giving you my business, and she's getting all pissed off and stuff because, it comes down to the UX and just exactly what we're talking about. My wife, like, she refuses to use websites that haven't got this figured out. So, I mean, you're losing business because of it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I love, is now with so many people having these mega menus, which, what was it, just a month or so ago, we asked the question at our little conference in Detroit, and, of course, my wife loves mega menus. Sarcasm there. But
hashtag.
Yeah, the number of links, and I've seen it before, where you have to do like four clicks or three clicks in the navigation, in the menu, to get to where you want.
No.
And there's so many choices. And then if you select, you know, men's shirts, da-da-da-da-da. I was just on a site the other day. I selected the right one, or I thought I selected the right one, and it was three clicks, and then I got to the wrong page, and there's like, it wasn't the sale page. That I'd saw in the email, because I clicked on the email, it took me to a page, and then I clicked something else, and then I got lost. And I know how to navigate a site fairly well.
Yeah.
And I still got lost.
Yeah.
By just clicking or unclicking a filter, not realizing it, I completely moved to the different part of the site.
So what's the solution to
keep it simple,
I guess, mega menus?
Well, I think the other part of it from an SEO standpoint, and that's where the Mueller. I think it's Mueller. I had neighbors that with the last name Mueller, spelled similar, so I'll just go with Mueller. Was the flat the flat sites? Because someone along the lines took this three-click rule and said the closer to your homepage of pages, like literally the better it is for Google. And that was kind of the question. It's like, so if you have a flat site, that therefore you're only one click from the homepage, but that's not how it works.
I don't know how people would...
I
don't know how they would get that conclusion anyway, because think about all the really relevant searches that you've gone to. I mean, has it ever... Like, when you've done a very keyword specific... Like, you know, I'm not talking like a one or, you know, like a brand name. I'm talking like a very specific phrase to something. I don't think I have ever been sent in a long time to like a homepage. It's always gone to a very specific page, which that line of thinking just... has never made sense to me. You know what I mean?
I don't understand how you go from even the idea of a three-click rule. I cannot say that today. Three-click rule. Just keep saying it over and over all day.
Three-click rule.
How you go from that concept and idea to Google wants your page closest to the homepage, because then it's important, which I'm not going to argue. Yeah. But then that means you need to have a flat site. No matter if it takes 20 clicks to get there because of pagination and because we have so much content on the site. Like, those two things do not work. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And so, of course, you know, SEOs always take things and break them. We're good at that. But, you know, just because you have a flat site, one, good luck trying to pull some data out of your analytics. Like, hey, what do all our blog posts do? I don't know. It's all on the site. Okay, well, what about our product pages? I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of really messing.
There's no way. There's no way to, you know, drill down into your analytics or pull out data easily unless you have your own list. Which,
so I wonder if there's a happy compromise that we could give to both these groups or both these ways of thinking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. What do you think?
And I think we've mentioned it before, but Portent.com had a really good article, and it's from Matthew Henry, wrote it in January of 2018.
We'll put this on the blog post too.
Yep. It was an experiment where he dug through different ways of doing site pagination and click depth. And if you don't know what the average click depth is for your site, you can use Sitebulb, Xenu has it, Screaming Frog, OnCrawl, DeepCrawl, I think even SEMrush and Moz or in Raven who crawl your sites have it. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter what tool you use, you know, just use it and crawl your site and see where you miss, you know, where you have important pages that are 5, 6, 7, you know, even 10 steps down. That's what I think someone should do, because from a click depth idea, having your blog post or having things buried way down, even if you have them at the root, that's not what you want. That's not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
And there's some other ways to do it too.
Oh yeah.
So breadcrumbs. Often you'll land on a page and there's no breadcrumbs to go back. So deep in a site is a product page or a service level page. With breadcrumbs, if it's, say, a geo, or, you know, you're probably wearing a pair of shorts now because you live in Arizona.
Maybe.
You know, men's shorts. If I was to land on men's, you know, shorts, is there a way to get back to men's in the navigation?
Very good.
You know, without that link... and without it throughout the site, I think you're missing opportunities for internal links, but also then that just trying to reduce the click depth from different areas.
Yeah. It's interesting. I just, you know, as we're talking about this, it gets me thinking about all the different sites that I use and, you know, how it goes through that. And it is true. Those ones that have, you know, with what you just said, those ones that have, that make it the easiest for you with the breadcrumbs, and you know, you're in the men's section, I'm looking, or even I think about like the mobile apps that I'm using, you know, like for Goat, for example, for shoes, or StockX or something. I know, surprise, shoes, but like they make it very easy to go back and forth with stuff like that. Like, whether, you know, if I'm in men's, but I can still jump and look quickly at running, or I can look at, you know, whatever specific style that I'm looking for. And, you know, it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge, huge difference.
Well, and another hack that I just thought that works, but it doesn't work the same way, is to create, and I know some people don't like it, but an HTML sitemap.
Yeah.
You can get really deep links into category pages in your blog or product sections. But that said, if that's the only way that those pages are linked to, as a user, if you're thinking through that idea, if that's the only way that a page links to that product page, is it really that important?
Well, that's true too, yeah.
Like, if there's no internal links from anything else, you know, is that really that important of a page? Unless you're a ginormous site and you have millions of SKUs and you just want to get deeper links quickly into those category pages, and you know, then it goes back to the pagination example. You know, if you only have, I don't know, we'll say a blog category has 100 posts and you only show 10 per page, and you only show page 1, page 2, and page 10 to try to get to those middle tier 5 and 6, it can take multiple clicks. Now imagine, like, I don't know, what's the largest site you guys have worked on at Avalanche? A couple hundreds of thousands of SKUs?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
I mean, that's not that crazy for an e-commerce site to have thousands at least.
Yeah.
And if it's all in, and if you're only in women's, you know, then it's, you know, women's whatever kind of types of clothing, especially e-commerce sites, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It there's just ways to do it. And I think pagination, breadcrumbs, don't put stuff at the root. That I just don't get it, you know, and don't have, if you're sitting, not if you're driving, but if you're sitting somewhere, open your phone and go to, a site that you look at often on your desktop, but not on your phone, or an e-commerce type site. Look at their crazy net menus. How does it render on your phone? How hard is it to click around? So yeah, I think the number of articles we're going to drop in here, there's one from Botify, SEJ, Search Engine Journal, with the Google Click Depth Matters, and kind of the SEO structure with John Mueller's stuff, and I think that was from a year ago. The pagination thing, I think, is something really to test.
Yeah.
And that's important, and that's like from a year and a half ago, but it's still really valid. And then just that 3-click rule. Like I said, take a look at whatever site you often look, and see if they're crazy mega menus. And how does it even render on your phone? And how easy is it to find what you need? I don't understand the crazy menus and the options that people are given.
You know, that's one thing that would amaze me when we, you know, when we were working with a group, or even, you know, stuff with our own thing. I would be like, have any of you guys taken your phone out? I know we've done all this and we've looked at it on the web, you know, on the PC or the laptop or whatever, but have you taken this out and have you played with it on your phone? And it's amazing, like, either way, you know, like, how sometimes that doesn't happen. And I think it's a good reminder that you need to do that. You need to look at it on both, and you need to also pay attention and make sure that that's something that's always on your mind when you're developing these things. And, you know, when we're talking about the UX, the UI, and all that, you know, it has to be considered everywhere. I mean, it just needs to be, that just needs to happen. Like, it's no longer a second thought. Like, I remember several years ago, almost, maybe not several years ago, but 5 years back plus, you know, you could maybe not think that some of that was so important, but now it's just not like that anymore.
Well, and look at, like, Hotjar and test to see what people are actually clicking on. Look in your Google Analytics or your Omniture or whatever you use for analytics, and look through the flow of how people use your site.
Yeah.
Or the there's a couple of services out there, and I'm forgetting what they are, where you can have people, you know, give them a task and have them land on the or start on the homepage and go, okay, go to women's hosieries and find this product, or go to men's shoes and find this type of shoe in this size, and give them tasks and see how they use your navigation and test it and see, do they, you know, do they get confused? I was just on Home Depot and Menards, and I was trying to find, I forget what it was, but I, because the navigation is so much, I completely went into the wrong area.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get to just, what was it? Kitchen vanities or kitchen sinks. I wanted a certain type, and I kept clicking on one thing, and it took me down, like, too far down.
Yeah.
And it was just driving me crazy. And then eventually I just had to land on their category page, I guess, essentially, for one of the two. And then I was like, oh, I was clicking on the wrong one in the navigation. It would take me too far. And I found it. Yeah. I was like, it took me like 8 clicks. You know, because I kept clicking back and forth and everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I joked about it earlier, but I'm dead serious. Like, I pay attention to, like, when my wife gets frustrated with a site or whatever, I always tell her, send that to me. Send me that. Because
so
I
can see why.
Yeah. Again, I want to look at it, and I want to send it to our developers. I want to send it to anybody that has anything to do with UI, UX, whatever. And I'm like, look, this is frustrating for a normal, everyday user. Don't do this. I think it's good. I think people should start paying attention to that.
Well, and if you have a small site and you're like, well, I don't have budget for, you know, paying, you know, even $5 or $10 for someone to test my site, send it to your friends and relatives that don't aren't familiar with your site. What's that?
I was like, they'll be happy to critique you.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and relatives always are.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you remember when you were complaining about my site? Here's your, you know, or my whatever it was, you know, here's your chance, you know, let me have at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, give them a task. Give them 3 different tasks, or 1 task or 2 tasks, and see how they use the site, and ask them to document it, or, you know, do a screen type of capture of some sort. You know, you could get them, if you want to get technical, get them on a shared screen like with Zoom.
Yeah.
And go, okay, now here's what I want you to do, and just have them walk through it. Or have them search something in Google and land on a page and go, okay, now that you're here on this product page, go find a phone number or show me how you would fill, you know, if you were to, if you wanted to buy XYZ, or if you had a question, where would you go to find it?
Yeah.
And see how they use your navigation, see how they use your site in general. Yeah. Well, three click rule and the flat sites both are garbage. If you ask.
So there you go. False.
False.
Myth busted or whatever.
Yeah. Ooh, wait. Oh, I got to find one of those. I'll make that the photo.
All right.
although they did prove that they could polish a turd. That doesn't mean you can polish your site, because it'll still be a turd. That was kind of their thing. It's like, you can polish a turd, but it's still a turd.
Yeah.
And you know, it is what it is, but it's still a turd. You know, if your site has navigation and it's a turd, and, you know, you think it's lovely and you make pretty pictures on it, it's still a turd.
Still a turd.
It's still a turd. Sorry.
And with that lovely thought, we're going to leave.
With that high note.
All right. Well, we do appreciate you guys checking it out. There's going to be a lot of info on this one on the page, so make sure that you, besides listen, go and check out the post, and you'll get all the links. And
feel free to review us on Facebook or on iTunes.
Yeah, leave the review. Let us know how we're doing. And always, you can reach out to us and comment through Twitter as well, and let us know if there's something that you'd like us to talk about, or if there's something that we should be doing. So we appreciate you, listeners. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltula with Avalanche Media, and look forward to having you guys back on another one of these. Bye.
Thanks, Hope.